You're with SBS Radio.
So what is the Movember Foundation and what is this month and the what's Movember all about?
So Movember Foundation is a men's health charity. We started in Australia and we now work across over 20 countries around the world. Our focus is on issues that are significant for men around the world. In Australia, the priority areas that we focus on are prostate cancer, mental health and suicide prevention, and testicular cancer. Movember started back in 2003 with a group of friends in Fitzroy, having a drink at a pub together and wondering about what had gone out of fashion that would be fun to bring back into fashion. So after a few discussions, they decided that wouldn't it be fun to bring back into fashion growing a mustache. So they came up with this idea of renaming the month of November, Movember, and creating a set of rules where, you know, all their friends were clean shaven on the 1st of November, and then it was kind of who could grow the best mustache in 30 days. So they did it for a bit of fun, and they actually noticed back in 2003 that obviously changing your facial appearance resulted in many people, whether it's friends, family, work colleagues, saying, you know, what are you doing? That actually led to a lot of conversations about changing appearance. And then in 2004, when the founders of Movember kind of got together again, they said, well, you know, we had fun. It actually provoked conversations. Maybe we should look at doing this again and trying to raise money for men's health.
Yeah, and turn it into something bigger. So how did it go from Australia to the world?
Well, it's a great Australian entrepreneurial story. The idea really took off dramatically in Australia across 2004 to 2007. And then the founders of the business said, well, if it works well in Australia, why can't we take this idea all over the world? So they literally divided up the world. One of them stayed in Australia to look after Australia and New Zealand. Another founder went over to the United States to establish Movember in Canada and the United States, and another one moved to the UK to establish Movember in the United Kingdom and Ireland. So quite literally in those early days in 2007, they started it from scratch, ran Movember out of their homes, and then as was the case in Australia, it kind of took off, remarkably. To a point where, you know, today we've had 5 million men and women around the world participating in Movember.
And in terms of your specific role, how did you come to be a part of the Movember Foundation?
My initial involvement was through my experience in knowing how to grow organisations from small organisations to large organisations quickly. So that was a lot of my business experience in different industries. Then when Movember started to grow rapidly in 2010 and 11, what we didn't have at the time was anyone that could really oversee our health programs. We were raising a lot of money around the world and we're donating it to different organisations, charity and non-charity, to deliver programs. But we really needed to strengthen our own ability to make sure that we achieved the biggest impact with the funds that we raised. So I moved into a leadership role to really define and implement our plans to make sure we achieve the biggest impact with the funds that we raise.
And in terms of these health programs, what are the key health issues that the Movember Foundation targets?
Sure. So prostate cancer, mental health and testicular cancer are the three priority areas. In prostate cancer, over 17,000 Australian men are diagnosed with the disease every year, and sadly over nearly 3,500 of them die each year. So the funds that we raise go to support research for new tests and treatments to stop men dying from the disease. we are already at a point where a lot of men are successfully surviving treatment, but in a lot of cases they experience lifelong side effects. And so a number of the programs that we also support are really around helping men get back to better physical and mental health after prostate cancer treatment. In mental health, the reality is that 3 out of 4 people, sadly, Australians that die by suicide are men. So this is an issue that disproportionately affects men. The programs that we invest in on the mental health side of things are really focused on how do we give men, their families and friends better knowledge, tools, resources to stay mentally healthy, so really focus on the prevention side. But also we know that, you know, all of us in life experience tough times, whether it's divorce, relationship breakdown, losing your job, even retirement. And through those tough times, we know that men often really struggle a lot. So a number of our programs are really focusing on men going through those what we call transition points in life and really giving them better knowledge, information and resources and support to get through those tough times rather than, in some cases, sadly, spiralling out of control.
Yeah, so a lot of that spiralling out of control has to do with the sort of stigma that's around men talking about health issues, be it cancer or mental health issues. So in what ways does the Movember Foundation look to combat that?
Yes, so one of the common challenges, whether it's cancer or a mental health condition, is the way that we're really taught at a young age as men to, you know, to be tough, to never acknowledge weakness. We kind of use the language suck it up or when times get tough. So we know that kind of attitude is a big barrier to men actually acknowledging that they've got a problem and taking action to do something about it. So a lot of our work is around how do we break down that stigma around men understanding it's actually important to talk to others when times get tough, for people in men's lives to actually know how to listen and support men when they do open up, and then importantly really giving men the understanding of, you know, how you actually go about taking action when times get tough, because it doesn't come naturally to a lot of us. But we're finding increasingly men are actually understanding the importance of acknowledging that things aren't going well in their lives and then actually doing something about it. Because it's not only obviously about the health of the man that we're talking about here. You know, when men experience tough times and spiral out of control, it also affects the loved ones in their lives, whether it's, you know, their families or friends. So changing this narrative about what it means to be a man so that men really take action early when times get tough is really important.
Yeah, the conversation is definitely, it's important to get it started. In your opinion, what do you think some of the biggest achievements that have come out of the Movember Foundation?
The work that we've funded in biomedical research in prostate cancer is leading to a lot of really promising tests and treatments that are now in the clinical trials phase. It takes about 8 to 10 years from a discovery to get a new test approved and available to men. So a lot of our work in biomedical research is focused on getting new ideas to clinical trials. So we've got a lot of our work around the world now that is in clinical trials. So that's really exciting and promising. I think Movember's played a key role globally in really starting to challenge the stigma around not talking about your health and taking action early. Yeah, we certainly see that in very large numbers through the campaign. You know, growing a mustache leads to many conversations and people really opening up for the first time about the health. So we know we've saved, you know, thousands of men's lives around the world through the power of a mustache leading to a, you know, the first conversation about someone needing to take action, whether it's cancer or whether it's mental health. So we're really proud of the work that we do every month, every November, every year, because we know it saves many people's lives, and in a lot of cases leads them to getting diagnosed earlier if it's cancer, so that they actually can be successfully treated.
Yes, and it definitely is. It is important work, and the foundation should be very proud of the legacy that it's building for itself. But before we wrap up, I wanted to ask, are you sporting a moustache this month, and do you do one every year, or how do you alternate?
Yeah, look, I'm of Italian heritage, so I grow a moustache pretty well, of course. I sign up at Movember.com and register with my family and friends every year. So I love growing a moustache. My wife is always pleased to see it shaven off on the 30th of the month.
I can imagine.
We wear them with pride.
That's good. That's great. Thank you so much, Paul, for speaking to me today.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.